Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease-Off?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease-Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
You are listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Asia. Host by you. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
He's scheduled for 60 minutes next. He's going on French, British, Italian, Japanese television. People everywhere are starting to listen to him. It's embarrassing.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to another episode of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I am your host with the most, the that could be straight from the group called TLB. You have a seat. What you mofos want to talk about? Yes, brought to you by TLBTalk.com. That's right, TLBTalk.com. Freedom of speech social network that you should be on right now. Yeah. How appropriate was it for you to play my intro with the Euro synth? Yeah, I think today is a Well, it's a day worth celebrating. A little personal victory in my life. Yeah, Europe is coming into... Well, I should say coming out of the Dark Ages. At least here in Poland. I had been a while without a back massager. Because, you know, I've got two herniated discs in my neck. And just been really depending upon medication. Because I hate ordering things online. And that was the only way I could get a back massager. It's ordering stuff online. Thank God. I mean, we have something called Allegro here. It's like Amazon, except for they steal your stuff. It's a gamble, you know, whether you get your stuff or not. Thank God Amazon now delivers here. And I bought back massager through them. It was great. It's fine. But, you know, things overheat, especially during the summertime. Electronics overheat around here like you wouldn't believe. But so Europe, I mean, Poland, for the first time ever, there's a store for the first time ever that you can walk into and buy a massager. I mean, thank goodness. I mean, I was getting very desperate. I was getting to the point where I was going to go to a sex shop and buy a bunch of vibrators and bundle them up so I could sleep on them. But, yeah, so there's one vibrator. I'm sorry, one web massager, one vibrating medical device that she could buy off the shelf here in Poland. One. It happens to be the most rudimentary thing that you'd ever seen. It's actually kind of popular, I guess, on the internet, you know, shipping around and about, stuff like that. It's basically like a little silver gun. It's got the little bulb massaging thing on the end. It's very rudimentary. It's a gun, basically. The head of it vibrates. So, it's progress. I mean, I'm still going to have somebody, instead of massaging me, they're going to have to hold the massaging gun to my back. I would actually like to be self-sufficient and just have something that arcs down or I can aim it myself over my neck, my back. But hey, still, it's progress. I'm proud of Poland. They're opening up their markets, I guess, a little bit. I mean, this may seem ridiculous to you. It's definitely ridiculous to me. I mean, you can buy a massager in every Walgreens, CVS, Walmart, just about anywhere. You can buy a massager of various types. Something that I actually, you know, it's you take for granted some things. You take them for granted. When they're gone, you're dismayed that you no longer have access to it. So that's one of those things. And yeah, I don't know. I don't know why I'm talking about that. I just feel like I feel relieved today. So with that said, I think we're going to be talking about the 6th tomorrow when I'm on the Intel report. If you guys don't know, I'm doing the Intel reports on Fridays. And I think I'm going to talk about the 6th. It seems to be a celebration. It's a new holiday. Did you know that, Mike?
Wait, what's the new holiday?
January 6th.
Oh, yeah, and we got the Supreme Court hearing to decide the cases they'll actually hear in court. So, yeah, new holiday.
It's a brand new holiday. Yeah. So I think we're going to talk a lot about that tomorrow and hopefully have the lines open, see if we want to have some Patriots call in.
Oh, and maybe they'll still be voting on the new Speaker of the House. That's historical.
Oh, yeah. Who gives a damn? It's going to be some corrupt puppet anyways. But at least that should be overshadowed by the people who tried to take our country back. Remembrance of the brave warriors and patriots who peacefully occupied the White House.
Mostly peaceful.
Well, I'm not buying. If the police can't stop you, you're obviously, not doing anything wrong, per se. I mean, you're occupying space. I mean, is that illegal? You're moving your space that you're occupying, you're moving it inside the Capitol. You're not punching anybody. You're not kicking anybody. So, I don't know. I have no idea what happened. I wasn't there. It's just what we have available to us through the media. So we're also going to have Rearson on. That's right. Oh, Steve Rearson. You guys still have me?
Yeah, you're here.
Okay, because it's telling me to go to call on Skype.
Oh, you may just be in the chat. There's Rearson. He's muted.
All right.
Gentlemen, my apologies for being a little bit tardy.
Hey, as long as you're not retardy. Don't do it again.
I can do that too if you want. That's fine. Just call me Forrest Gump. And there we go. The tone is set for the evening.
Well, of course, yes, I just introduced you. Steve Harrison from Red Pill Nation, the co-host, the co-founder as well of the show.
Thank you. I do appreciate it. This has been long overdue anyway. We've been talking about this for, it's a better part of a year now.
Long overdue. I've had everybody on the show from Red Pill Nation except for you.
And apparently I'm the one that's most in demand as well. So thank you. I don't know what I'm doing that's different. Just being my somewhat semi-retarded self and I'll be okay. All right.
Well, you are definitely the more favorited out of everybody on the show. I apologize, Naroki. I know he had a protest about that at one point. But it is what it is.
What? Why is he more popular than me? I don't know what I'm doing. I really don't. But anyway, I'm just being myself. I if and when firearms are allowed back in Canada, it's not right now, but anyway, I can imagine myself being that grumpy old white guy on the porch with the rocking chair, with the shotgun in his lap, just waiting for someone to do something stupid.
Hey, get off my grass, you loser!
Yo, homie, or whatever you call yourselves, the kids these days, get off my lawn. Okay. All right. And I know the rules, got to keep it as clean as possible, but you know me, I do push the envelope with my choice of language, so I will be as creative as I usually am.
Okay.
All right. Well, okay. And definitely no insulting you and your amount of people listening to tonight. We don't need a repeat of that. It ain't going to happen.
I'm not going to cancel you. I promise.
Perfect.
Sorry, Nihilus, you're canceled. But anyway.
Not that I think that he listens to the show, but anyway. Okay. All right. All right. It is your show. I don't know what your style of format is, so I will just sit and mute myself and come in and notice I need to.
Well, okay, so you want to talk about McCarthy. And that's fine, because educate me. I don't know anything about the situation. I would love to hear your rhetoric.
Okay.
As well.
All right. So if you're not aware, my friend, they have started to vote for Speaker of the House because of the flip of the Congress into the Republican side of things. That much I'm sure you're aware of.
Is this in Canada or the U.S.?
The House of Congress. We have Parliament.
Parliament. Yes. Okay. And so, okay, before we go any further, why is it that Americans aren't so in tune with American politics? Why is it the rest of the world, especially Canadians, they know more is going on in the States than they do in their own country?
Well, I'm not going to speak for anybody else in this godforsaken country, but for myself anyway, what happens in the U.S. has the rippling effect across the rest of the world. And since North America, and I don't include Mexico, sorry, but I just don't.
Yeah. It's okay.
What I consider to be real North America is...
The white part.
Well, not so much anymore.
I'm teasing.
Oh, no. Why apologize? I mean, it's the bloody F-bombing truth. I mean, I think the amount of Caucasians in America right now is sitting at about 57% of the overall population. And it's been shrinking. It has been shrinking. And given that the southern border to Mexico is about as open as a bar horse's legs. Hey, anybody can come on in. Leave that alone. Anyway, excuse me. And you know, people like everyone's favorite self-admitted.
I'm sorry. The pun is too much. I'm trying to hold it back. Anybody can come on in.
Well, that's exactly what it is. That is exactly what it is.
You and I, we had too much fun. I cracked each other up.
No, that's fine. My apologies, but I guess it's just I've been told that I'm empathic, and at times I hate it. I had one roommate in, oh my God, this was like 30 freaking years ago. The two of us fed off each other and we were just absolutely infectious. So I won't say that I'm looking for another partner in crime, but one of my goals, honestly, when we're on the same podcast is to crack you up. So, and I usually do it quite well. So anyway, with the border being what it is, and Mr. George Soros, everybody's favorite Nazi collaborator, Jewish Nazi collaborator. He is quoted as basically saying something to these, it's not directly quoted, but basically, my greatest accomplishment will be to destroy the United States of America. So with him, people like him, funding all those NGOs that are doing everything they can to funnel illegals, that's what they are. They're not migrants, they're illegals. Anybody has a problem with that? I've got one or two hemispheres you can pucker up to. I don't care. And they're lily white, I assure you. Anyway. But they are... And Trudeau is no different. I mean, he's... Well, mind you, I'm of the opinion that the guy, he has been killed. He has been executed by Trump. So the border problem that America has with particularly Texas, that right now the emphasis seems to be on El Paso. Not to say it isn't happening everywhere else along the border, but it's right now that seems to be the focus.
They built a giant tent town. Yeah. In El Paso.
Okay. We did get a message from your producer. Did you want to take a break at this point?
No, we can keep going.
Okay. Like I said, I'm just following your lead and whatever pops up on the screen.
I don't have... Okay, my Skype is on a different window, so I didn't see it. But yeah, please go ahead.
Okay, so anyway. Because I know that in Canada we've been taking in... Oh, God. I care about this matter, but I've stopped caring about it. But... with preferential immigration of basically anybody but a white person in Canada and in the U.S., at some point, I'm going to be the minority, you know. Mm-hmm. Because that's the way that it's going. Now, if I'm displaced by, you know, quite a number of, you know, Asian women, you know what? I don't care. I'm good with that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm happy with that. But that's the way the trend has been going. Now, I am of the opinion that it is going to stop soon enough. And I'd like to see your border, and mine for that matter, get clamped down and patrolled like people trying to get out of East Germany. Not quite
sure. Well, there was a politician who... And it went viral, the news clip. He was saying, you know, the illegals and the refugees are not our problem. Don't cry police brutality on us because you came over here and broke the law. You come to the border, be ready to be shot.
I'm honestly of the opinion that I think you need to fire a few shots, not at the people in front of the line, because, you know, that's going to be the women and children. Look further in and see where the men are concentrated. Take out a couple of them with some headshots. You're going to have some people are going to stop pretty damn quick, and they're going to be running the other direction. They need to have... Things need to become more militant. I don't like saying it that way, but that's really the way that I view it. I mean, it's harsh. But it's one of those things that, you know what? There's no free ride. Sorry that your coyotes got paid and you're not going to be able to work. But it's... But then again, Trump did put out a message recently enough that they have to deal with the Mexican cartels. And right. The only way I see that happening is it's going to be basically... Tell Mike, who's like, yeah, we're invading. Don't worry, we're taking out the cartels. Sit back and we'll watch some real shit get. Sorry, some real stuff get done.
Okay.
Shite. That's what I want to say. Shite. Anyway.
That's what I heard.
If the words slip out, it's just because I'm comfortable with you, and it's nothing personal. But I'm trying to be mindful of my words. Anyway. So anyways,
well, and what about the CIA? I mean, that's the cartels, they're bread and butter. That's one of our secret black markets. To say that we're going to take care of it, and you know, illegals, that's another one of our black markets, you know, cheap labor. So to say they're going to take care of it, I don't believe any of these Democrats are going to take care of it because they're getting paid directly from it.
Well, it's not just the Democrats, but it's also the rhinos like McCarthy.
The rhinos, yes.
There's enough of them. I mean, what was his name? John McCain. There are two instances on TV that it has been recorded that the guy's been executed. The first one was, I think, it was either on CBC, sorry, that's my crap news up here. It was either on CNN, I think it might have been, or maybe MSNBC. But someone had basically said, and quickly, it either didn't get caught or they just moved on quickly. Yeah, it didn't get caught, they moved on quickly, or whatever the case may have been. But basically it said that John McCain was executed. And then his own daughter even had said that, well, you can only execute my father once. So, so I'm of the opinion that the man is no longer on this plane of existence, thank God, anymore. And
well, supposedly he died of a brain tumor, which, and then we all well, at least I know the CIA has their freaking cancer rays. They can kill anybody they want. Well, that's kind of stuff.
Uh-huh. Well, the only time that I know of someone that had admitted that there was a problem with his or her health and then basically died the next day was Freddie Mercury. Now, the problem with McCain is that, it was him. It was him. He was wearing a boot. And he supposedly broke his ankle or sprained it or did something really bad to it. But the problem is that that boot changed legs. It's like it migrated from the left leg to the right leg to the right foot to the left foot. Didn't know where it wanted to stay. So, but now that I know, what I come to believe to be true, he was probably told to put it on. Yeah, he was probably instructed to wear that boot and have it alternate and see who basically takes notice.
Well, okay, so, but then again, now, there's two veins of thought I'm going to present to you.
Sure.
So, there is, there are those people, you know, especially the Illuminati conspiracists out there. They say, you know, when you see these people, they, you know, where they have a bandage on their, you know, left side of the face or right side, or, you know, it's a sign they've been warned by the Illuminati that they better act right, you know, and all that stuff. When they get some kind of injury and they have to wear it out in public. I don't know much about that one, but and then there's the other thing that I think of. A lot of people, to avoid copyright, and I've done this myself, I will flip the video and then put it in my material and put it up on YouTube.
Yeah.
So it could be a case of that.
That's a possibility. The only way you would know that, though, is if there's some sort of a distinguishing feature on his face, like a freckle that, or some sort of a blemish, I don't know, on his forehead, or, you know, not that he didn't have a freaking growing chrome dome, but, I mean, if there's some, you know, if he had something like what Mikhail Gorbachev had on his head, then if it was flipped, you'd know.
Yeah.
So, I can't. Your idea is there's a certain merit to it. I don't know McCain enough to know if he had any distinguishing feature on one part of his face or another to be able to say, that one's been flipped. So both are possible. Both are possible. I don't know. But getting back to the matter at hand here, or out of McCarthy, it's been 2 days of voting, and I thought it was bad enough. Six times that the ballot was brought to vote, and McCarthy didn't get it. Six times. That was yesterday. They've gone back through it again today, and it's now 10 times the vote, and no one can decide on who they want. Alrighty. You got a minute. So now, actually, we can take a break.
Well, I got you here. It's a rare occasion. Let's just keep going, if you don't mind, Mike.
I mean, if you got some advertising, if you got some advertising, by all means, go ahead. Don't let it stop.
No, keep going. Keep going.
So, the bombshell, in my opinion, that was dropped today is that Matt Gaetz had basically spoke up, and he basically had put for nomination, guess who? Good old Trump.
Yes.
Now, let's see, just a quick second here.
And Trump, by the way, is raging because of the whole tax.
My apologies. I had to close the door for my son's room here. All right. So I saw the clip.
Yes.
And it was Gates sitting down, not at a podium, and he basically had nominated Trump, and I just went, oh my God, now it's going to start. Wow. Now, Nork and I were talking about this very subject last night, actually, and I had no idea what was going to happen. And the thing with the nomination process, well, I'll get back to white Canadians and everybody else's emotions in American politics anyway, but I had read months ago that there was the possibility that 45 could come back in and he could be nominated for House Speaker. Now, I didn't know this, but you can nominate, just like you're going to die to ham sandwich with Congress or the Senate. You could also nominate a ham sandwich to be Speaker if you wanted. It's kind of a place for Nancy Pelosi to leave that.
Well, I think South Park said turd sandwich, right?
Nothing those guys do surprises me anymore. I mean, they've, mind you, they did also the whole Q thing as well, too. They played both sides of it, and they left it hanging. So, and they consider themselves to be Republicans. I think they're more libertarian, but in terms of conventional left or right aisle, they're right center, I guess, probably be the best way to say it. Anyway, but I heard Gates nominate Trump, and I just went, oh, my God, yes. I almost blew it in my pants. But anyway, and it was absolutely shocking. But I finally had, in a sense, some vindication about this is where Kelso and I would be, excuse me, at odds because I'm a, quote, Q-tard. And that's fine. I'm a Menon. And I honestly haven't lost faith in what I believe to be coming down the pipe here. And I was just kind of going, oh, yes, finally. No, something's going to start to go my way or our way. And then 45 did put on Truth Social that he was disappointed that McCarthy can't get it together. But, I mean, there's a page on the World Economic Forum, Kevin McCarthy, politician, U.S. politician, whatever, boom, right there. So he apparently has no problem still maintaining countless endless wars. So we know who he's working for. Mind you, that's also even assuming that he's still alive, too. Because, I mean, by definition, everybody that's participated in the usurping process of the American vote, whether it's state level, municipal, state, or federal level, those people are ultimately should be worried about being executed. Like I said, like McCain, my opinion, has been. So anyway, so now it's been going into 3 days of deliberation. Let's go. Cool. I'm good with that. We're on your schedule here, so I mean, I have to work at 9 o'clock in the morning myself, so. A little over 12 hours from now. Anyway.
Yeah. We'll stick with the hour format, but yeah. Keep going.
Yeah. So with all this, it's going to go into day three. And a coworker of mine that woke me up to what's going on within the Anons and with the whole Q thing had said to me on Telegram, he's like, you know, wouldn't it be funny if it took 17 votes to finally decide that he's going to be the one that gets picked? I went, right now, since they're at 10, what's 7 more? And, you know, looking at the date, it's going to be January 6th tomorrow. Wouldn't it just be absolute poetic justice to stick, it'd be a great big flipping the bird to the swamp, assuming that those people are still alive or still there, whatever the case may be. And 45 becomes the Speaker of the House. I mean, it's just...
wouldn't it be? poetic justice, cosmic karma, whatever.
And it's a full moon tomorrow as well, too. So, you know, add that into the whole equation as well.
The lunatics are going to come out.
The lunatics right now still running the house. For now, at least, anyway. So, so for me, this whole thing is just... And my coworker friend William basically said, "Yep, time to get the popcorn." Yet another popular phrase within the Q community. But he's not wrong. I mean, this is just incredibly fascinating. Oh, so years ago, when I was working, how old was I? I was half my age ago. I heard a phrase. Yeah, I was at when I was working at the Rimrock in Banff. And one of the guys from Quebec basically said, "Hey, Steve, you know what? I cannot remember what we were talking about. It came to politics, and it was American politics and America's interference in Canada, which is the least of the world's problems. But he said, you know, we have a phrase in Quebec, and basically it says, when Washington says turn over, Ottawa's already knows. So your question about why Canadians are more interested in American politics than Canadian politics. I mean, no one really pays attention to Canada. We don't really have all that much, except if Trudeau's making a complete ass of himself, whether he's drunk or otherwise.
Trudeau's wrecking the game right now.
Oh, he's bringing in the level of stupidity that needs to be done. I mean...
But what are the odds that you have someone like Trudeau in power... doing the things that he's doing,
yep.
And you have someone like O'Biden in power doing the things that he's doing. I think there's a – I think it's pretty obvious there's a higher bigger, more powerful hierarchy above them that's orchestrating this sheer level of destruction and re-engineering of society,
well,
the world.
Well, I mean, you're not far off when you're saying that because, I mean, then again, Obama has admitted, and it's recorded, that he was born in Kenya. And I don't know how rules of citizenship go in his situation because white mother, black father, born in Africa, from what I understand, from what I've come to comprehend, is that I could move to the States, and part of me wants to. The most I could be is a senator. I could not be Speaker of the House. I could not be Vice President. I could only be a senator at the very highest levels of the legislative branch of your society.
Well, you could also become Paul Pelosi's gay lover.
If I could reach my hand through and slap you, bitch slap you from one side to the other, I would. If I was orientated in that way, which I'm not, but if I was, I assure you, I could find somebody a lot better than that guy. Lord knows... I can only imagine the crazy, kinky crap they're into. Oh,
you can beat him over the head with a hammer. Please do.
Oh, I swear, a sack of ball-peating hammers has more wit than that guy does.
I think he's into that kinky stuff. Just you know,
well,
just learn the safe word and ignore it.
Let's take stock of where he is. Where does he live? San Francisco. Stop it. Just stop it. You know. I had my knees sucked off in San Francisco. Anyway. Oh, it's going to be colorful tonight, ladies and gentlemen. I make no apologies. None at all. Anyway. hence why I'm here. So, by and large, Canadian politics are really boring. And I mean, the only time that we've taken center stage was with the Trucker Convoy this time last year. And that mess is still ongoing. So I'm watching with interest in that. And like I said, anytime that Trudeau makes a complete ass of himself, whether he's drunk at the economic forum, oh my God, I have to find that clip. But he's sitting into the chair. He has to steady himself before he sits down. So you know he's had a few. In terms of expenses that he has racked up on flights to going to Europe, typically, it's at least a few $1,000s worth of booze. At least. So he's a party boy.
Well, that's not as much as Nancy Pelosi. I think what was it reported? She had like $50,000 worth of booze just stocked up in her plane,
in her office, and as well too, which wouldn't surprise me. I have to say though, for a woman in her 80s, she's got a freaking killer body. I mean, not that I'm going to tap that.
Some Tego biddies. Hey, I'll put a bag over her head.
Well, if you're gonna do that, just turn off the lights. It don't matter at that point.
Well, I mean, but maybe that's why she's so evil. It's kind of like the Bill Clinton situation. I mean, you know, they're not, you know, doing the dirty in the bedroom. Ball's got his male callers, and she's probably sexually frustrated. I mean, why are you gonna have? I mean, I'm not going to speak for Paul, but if I were in his position and his age, I'd be happy to have a woman with a rack like that. I mean, that's just me.
Well, that's assuming that he can get it up looking at her. Or does it require little blue pills? I don't know.
They make pills for that. Blue Chew. We're not sponsored by Blue Chew, by the way, but, you know, I've heard.
Can't get it up, take a pill. You're a little too overweight to get it up, take a pill. Drink too much because you don't want to look at it anymore, take a pill. It's just, hey, gotta love the Pfizer riser. Oh, man. This is.
Maybe he's just been traumatized too much. I mean, when you got Nancy Pelosi on top of you and, you know, you get a flash of lightning, that light that goes to the room, you see the Grim Reaper above you, I possibly could turn you gay. But, you know.
I'm curious to know
what. Put a bag over it.
Like I said, turn the lights out, close the curtains. There we go. Don't need any more of that. And ladies and gentlemen, this is what happens to someone like me as you get older. You just give less and less of a F-bomb as you get older because. You just become less and less worried about what other people have to think or say. Just,
I listen. I'm a public figure. I'm an open book. Nobody can use any information against me. I'm open and honest. All right.
So getting back to this matter at hand with Kevin McCarthy, the man is done. But then again, I think that this right now is just Trump was involved with freaking worldwide, the WWF at the time. So he knows how to play an audience. He knows about the theatrics. I'm of the opinion that this right now is just all complete theater and people are just kind of going, what? I can see my father at this point going, what? Trump's going to get nominated? He's been nominated for speaker? And I'm going to message him that little clip kind of going, yeah, Dad, I think it's time for you to get ready for Trump to be back in politics. I know you're going to hate it, but this is the reality. I'm just telling you right now, get ready. And I think I might, I'm intending to give my father a heart attack, but then he's also been fully jabbed and boosted as well too, so I don't know if that would be considered indirect manslaughter. I mean, really. No, I know what I'm doing. It's kind of pissing
involuntary off. Manslaughter.
complete involuntary manslaughter. Well, hey, what? Your Honor, the vaccine was what we were told was safe for everybody to have. My father had a sudden heart attack because I told him Trump was going back into office. I don't know what I did wrong. It ain't my fault. It ain't my fault the old man's ticker gave out. So, hey, as long as he doesn't get hit, doesn't get hit by that DeMar fellow. God. Ugh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I saw a picture of one of the guys that was in the huddle before he got hit, and he had the two fingers and the thumb sticking out, which is another symbol by the Illuminati.
Yeah.
And you could see the number 33. Oh, and that's the other thing as well, too. Have you talked about Kevin Tate?
I've not talked about Kevin Tate.
Okay, I think we'll save that then for when you're on, because I know Naruki is going to bring that up as a topic. But I couldn't help.
What about Andrew Tate? He's been. I know that's going to be a topic too.
Oh, no, that's arrested. Sorry, that's the Tate that I was thinking of. Sorry, that was the Tate I was
okay.
thinking.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, because that tweet of his that he sent to Greta about he's got 33 cars. I don't think the guy has 33 cars. I think he's just referring to 33rd degree masonry.
To have 33 of the type of cars he's talking about, you're talking about $50 million. So I don't think he's made $50 million. And then to buy all those cars and then have $50 million in the bank again, which he claims to have, I don't think he's made $100 million. But and as far as the human trafficking, the sex trafficking, I don't see how that can even stick. I mean, the man's a pimp. Let's just put that out there. He's a pimp. Okay, that's okay. Fine.
Yep.
But his women are getting paid, okay? To do each and one of those cam shows, they get a percentage. He gets a percentage.
Okay. Oh, okay.
If they're being trafficked, if I were being trafficked, I'd be like, "Hey, somebody, come and help me." No, I'm not sticking it up my butt. Come and help me.
I'm not gonna come over and help you. You're on your own.
Yeah, make that zucchini disappear, and I'll come and get you. But no, you would think for someone to have access to the public at large, you cannot be a prisoner without telling someone that you're a prisoner. Come on.
Well, I was going to say, you want a zucchini disappear? No, that's just impress me. Go with an eggplant. Anyway. like I said, I got myself primed up for this one. So,
blacksonblondes.com. Anyways, once again, not sponsored by them, but
vultureboat.com. There probably is one out there too. I'm gonna take a quick look.
I mean, hey, you know, you ain't call me an eggplant. Hey, that's a compliment. Hey, how'd you know this was the size of an eggplant?
I did, and I don't want to know. I don't care to know. I love you.
But well, when I found out that an eggplant was a euphemism for a black person, well, okay. And then I started seeing eggplants used on social media as meaning big penis. Oh, okay, sure, whatever.
Well, just so you know, whatever vultureboat.com is still available as a website. So, anyway, so
we got off track. Yeah,
go ahead. Off, totally. But yeah, with that whole Tate thing, it's interesting. I don't know anything about him. As Naruki told me, he has as much admirers as he has haters. So he's controversial would be a polite way to put it. Yes, I'll agree with him on that.
Well, he's someone who's made it, and he's speaking out against the establishment. So he's openly admitted the corruption of the system and the things that he's done. You know, he's been complicit in corruption, paying people off to get to where he was. Oh. So when you're that successful and you're being a whistleblower, you got your middle fingers up and then telling everybody what's going on. They got to get him on something. They got to try to get him on something and make him disappear. Just that aside from all the supposed misogynistic and whatever you think about his philosophy, that's on you, whatever. I'm talking politically and economically.
Yeah.
They have to get rid of this guy.
You know, fair enough. Well, God, I remember years ago when I stole Playboy magazines, there was one woman. She was a penthouse pet, and I was able to bought the magazine at that point. But I can tell I had a really high sex drive at that age. Anyway, she had said that she basically had feminists. Now this was at the time. I don't know. I don't remember her name, but she was asked about why she allowed herself to be exploited. And her reply at the time was basically, how can I exploit myself? Now, Rob Guccione, I think that was his name, was the owner and editor of Penthouse. Yeah, that sounds right. He was not a sane mofo at the end of it all. Like, he was off his rocker. Even more paranoid and delusional than I am. So, but I'm only bringing this up just to kind of reiterate the whole thing with Tate and him being a pimp and these women doing whatever they're getting paid for on their cam shows. What site did he or does he still own for these cam shows?
I never looked into it that far. I don't know.
Okay. I'm curious because, like I said before, I did the OnlyFans things for a month or two.
I've never gone to OnlyFans. I've never done anything like that. Hell, I've never even been to TikTok.
I don't have a TikTok account. I have two Twitter accounts. I have a Snapchat, but I only did that for possibility.
I mean, the only reason why I know blacksonblondes.com is because some of my favorite comedians have mentioned it. So,
okay, sure. I'll take your word for it.
Do you think I'm going to go to that website? Come on. I'm only half black. I'm Cherokee. Do you think I want to compete? Yeah, I don't want to look at that. I might, you know, it's taken me a long time to build up this much confidence in myself. I don't want to look at anything that could possibly compromise that.
Well, then again, brother, I have called you oblivion, so, I mean, there we go. I mean.
Exactly.
And I will say for myself, my supervisor when I was working at Shaw Communications at the time, he had looked at me and had some interaction with a couple of women that were not white, and he just looked at me kind of going, I said, you realize that you were pretty much the epitome of what, shall we say, black women wanted in a white guy. I'm like, what? No. And he said, yeah, you have that look. I'm like, okay.
Wait. Hold on. Repeat that for me one more time.
Yeah.
You are the epitome of who what?
I seem to have that look of what, shall we say, black women would look for in a white guy in terms of looks.
Oh, okay.
I've got a mix of my mom's Dutch, my father's Ukrainian, although technically my grandfather was Polish at the time when the border was what it was, around World War I. So, all I can say is that I'm a mix of Eastern and Western European.
Okay.
Well, I wish I was more Scandinavian, actually, if I had a choice. Although part of me wants to be Scottish. just because it's crap. But yeah, I have been. I've said this before. I've been intimate with a woman from Nigeria. Not Nigeria, Kenya. Kenya. She was Kenyan. Oh my god. Oh, that rack on that woman's hole. Wow. And before her, I can say, I have never made a woman's eyes roll to the back of her head. And guys, if you're young enough, you haven't experienced that, it's a great thing to do. But when that happens, those freaking claws are going to come out, and she has emotionally bonded herself to you with that emotion.
I can tell you, she had a fetish. She had a fetish, and you fulfilled that fetish.
Could very well be. I mean,
I spent the last before you called. I spent the previous 2 hours on the phone with a friend, counseling him about his fetish.
Okay.
I don't. People call me. I'm a counselor. People just call me out of the blue and just, you know, here's my issue. Help me. So this is, I've been, yeah, fetish talk pretty much all my morning here. Yeah. I'm not slighting you. I'm not going to slight you, but it's whenever you have that, okay, for example, I'll put myself out there. Again, I'm a public figure. Yep. I have mostly white women that I've dated and been with. Yep. A couple of black women as well. Mm. And I'm a demon marauder. When I whip out the chocolate demon, hell comes out. But when I come across a Hispanic woman, it's a... hello, goodbye. I'm done. So, all right, enough with the fetish talk. You have been a wonderful guest on the show. This is the Red Pill Hardcore, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not apologizing tonight either. Thank you, Steve Harrison, for coming on. We'll have you on again sometime. Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been another episode of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I am your host, V. Remember, in the land of surveillance, man with our eyes king. So educate yourselves.
Tune in next time to Red Pill Hardcore. Keep it real. Take a red pill.
Let me ask you something. When my wife's father has introduced me to stogies, what is she going
to
say?
Tune in next time to Red Pill Hardcore. Keep it real. Take a red pill.
Say hello to my little friend!
Conan! What is best in life? Crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and hear the lamentation of your women.
That is good. That is good.
Tune in next time to Red Pill Hardcore. Keep it real. Take a red pill.
True winner.
And I get the green light from Mom.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house, or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle, or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's SusannaSecret.com. SUSANAS Secret.com. SUSANAS Secret.com.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit RepublicBroadcasting.org today.